All right, so you're here, you're listening. You want to be in the know, right?
Yeah.
You want the need-to-know info about the NFL draft.
That's right. We're going to break it all down for you. Post-combine, all that buzz, early mock drafts for the 2025 NFL draft. Coming up April 24th, Green Bay.
Green Day. Yeah, and we've all seen it, right? Like a million articles about all this stuff, but we've done the work for you. We've read it.
Yeah, we went through it
so
all.
you don't have
We
to.
had the post-combine analysis, a bunch of those initial mock drafts. We're going to kind of synthesize all that and really pick out, like, okay, whose stock is rising, who's maybe falling, and what are some teams thinking maybe?
Right. What are their strategies starting to look like?
Exactly.
So, okay, let's talk about the combine, right? I mean, this is where it all kind of gets real, or at least starts to get real.
It all starts there.
These guys, they're doing the 42, they're doing the vert jump, they're meeting with coaches, I mean, it's like their job interview.
Yeah, it's a huge stage.
Yeah. Huge stage. And, one guy who I think really stood out was Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
4.52 40, that's fast for a quarterback, and we know he's got a cannon for an arm.
I mean, the thing that really sticks out to me is that you're seeing these quarterbacks be so athletic now, and I think that's a big part of the reason why he's shooting up the board.
Right.
I mean, a 4.52 40 with that arm talent, he's got that poise in the pocket. I mean, you look at places like PFF Lance Zierlein over at NFL.com, they're putting him number one overall to the Tennessee Titans.
It makes sense, right? I mean, you think about Will Levis and his time with the Titans last year, a little inconsistent.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they need a quarterback. And you're hearing some people compare Ward to like a young Steve McNair, but with wheels,
Yeah, they're saying he's like a young Steve McNair with better wheels.
which is exciting if you're a Titans fan.
Yeah, you gotta love that.
Okay, so now we got to talk about another quarterback, Shitter Sanders out of Colorado. And his combine performance, I mean, some people loved it, some people were a little less impressed.
Yeah, 4.65 40, really smooth mechanics. So you're seeing him all over these mock drafts, but it's kind of all over the place, you know?
Yeah, where's he going? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. You got Charles Davis. He's got him going number one to Tennessee, same as Cam Ward. And
Wow.
then you got Nate Tice over at Yahoo. He's saying he could fall to like the 20s.
What?
Yeah, so it's like, what's going on?
That's a big difference for a first-round quarterback.
Yeah, and there's also this talk about like his attitude and even his arm length. Some scouts are saying they're a little worried about that, you
Okay.
know?
Arm length, really.
Yeah, they're saying his arm's a little short maybe for this tight NFL windows, you know?
Interesting. So, I mean, I guess it just goes to show you, right? It's not all about the highlights. You
Yeah.
got to look at the whole picture.
Yeah, those measurables are important, but so are those intangibles.
Right.
And so it's a question of risk versus reward, right? Like, is he worth the risk if he starts to fall? I'm looking at a team like the Las Vegas Raiders at six, you know? You know, they need a quarterback. They want someone who can be the face of Vegas. And they're even talking about trading up in some mock drafts. So, you know, if he falls to six, I think they got to think about it.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about Travis Hunter from Colorado.
Oh, this guy.
I mean, people are calling him a freak athlete.
He is.
4.38 40, 42-inch vert jump. I
Yeah.
mean, are you kidding me?
And he plays corner and receiver.
Andy receiver.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's insane. Those numbers are insane for any position, let alone a guy who can do both.
Right.
Bleacher Report, they got him going number three to the Jags, and I mean, after the season, they need some
I'm
playmakers.
big time, yeah.
But then Sporting News has him going to the Giants at three, but that's only if they don't take a quarterback.
Right.
So it really just depends on what the Giants decide to do.
So even though he's this crazy talent, it all comes down to team needs.
That's right. It's so interesting.
Yeah, and the comparison to Dion is easy.
Of course.
But he's bigger than Dion was.
Really?
Yeah. So some people are saying he could actually be even more impactful because of that size.
Wow. Okay, so let's move to the trenches now. Let's talk about those big boys up front.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's start with Armon Membo, the offensive tackle from Missouri. This guy's a monster, 6'6", 320, but he moved really well at the combine, and PFF has him going top 10, maybe even to the Patriots.
Yeah, and the Patriots, they need offensive line help bad,
Yeah.
especially after free agency. So
Big time.
makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And on the defensive side, you got Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan.
Oh, this guy is a brick wall.
He's a beast.
Yeah, DraftTech has him going number four to the Browns.
Ooh, imagine him and Myles Garrett on the same line.
Oh, man.
Ah.
Quarterbacks would be terrified.
No kidding. And it seems like a lot of these mock drafts are really high on defensive linemen, especially edge rushers.
Yeah, I've seen some that have like eight edge rushers going into the first round.
Eight.
Yeah. teams are really valuing that pass rush.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, right? Yeah. Get to the quarterback, disrupt the offense.
Yeah, you got to get to the quarterback.
Okay, so let's get down to it. Who are the big winners and losers after the combine?
Okay, winners, losers, let's do it.
Whose stock is soaring? Who's taking a hit?
All right, so on the winner side, you got Amarian Hampton, the running back from UNC.
Yeah.
Ran a 4.45 40 at 230 pounds. That's a great combo of size and speed.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah has him going 25th to the Steelers, so first rounder.
That's huge for him.
Yeah, big time.
Okay, so who's not having such a good time?
Okay, on the other side, you got Emeka Egbuka, the wide receiver from Ohio State.
What happened?
So he tweaked his hamstring before the combine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then ran a 4.50 40, which is slower than people were expecting.
Oof. Yeah, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, he was looking like a top 10 pick. Now he's falling to like the 20s in some mocks.
Yeah, I mean, speed is so important for receivers.
Absolutely. If you can't separate, it's tough.
Right, so back to the winners.
Okay, another winner, Nick Emmanuori, safety from South Carolina.
Okay.
This guy ran a 4.38 40 at 220 pounds.
Wow, he's a big safety.
He is. And they're saying he's like a heat-seeking missile.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Yahoo has him going 18th to the Bills.
Okay, so who's on the other end of that?
Okay, so not doing so hot, Will Johnson, the corner from Michigan.
What's going on with him?
He had some injuries last season, and then his combine was just kind of, yeah.
So.
Yeah, so he's falling into the 20s in some mocks. Zierlein has him there.
Yeah, I mean, it shows you, right? You got to be consistent. You got to stay healthy.
Yeah, teams want to see the whole package.
Okay, so now for some fun, let's throw out some bold predictions.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
All right, so here's mine. I think Ashton Jeanty, the running back from Boise State.
Okay.
He's going to go higher than people think. Heisman finalist ran a 4.47 40.
Yeah.
I'm saying he goes 15th to the Falcons.
To the Falcons. Wow, okay.
I think this running back class is being slept on.
Interesting. Okay. I like it. All right. My bold prediction. It involves some quarterback drama.
Ooh, I like drama.
Okay, so the Giants, they need a quarterback, right?
Desperately.
And there are all these rumors about other teams maybe making moves for quarterbacks. So I think the Giants get desperate.
Okay.
And they trade up to number one to take Cam Ward.
Wow.
Yeah. PFF even hinted at this. And it makes sense, right? They need a quarterback. They got to do something big.
It would be a huge move.
It would shake up the whole draft.
So as we wrap up here, a couple big things stand out, right? The combine, it matters.
Oh, yeah.
It can make or break a guy's draft stock.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of uncertainty, especially at quarterback.
Yeah, quarterbacks are always the wild card.
They are. So you, the listener, you're now an expert on the post-combine buzz, you know, who's rising, who's falling, and what some teams might be thinking.
Yeah, and keep in mind, this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Free agency is still going. Teams are still evaluating. Things will change.
A lot can happen between now and April.
Exactly. So here's something to think about based on everything we've talked about. What surprises do you think we'll see on draft night?
Yeah. What are your bold predictions? Let us know.
Pay attention to those quarterbacks, those combine standouts. There's going to be some fireworks.
It's going to be fun.
It always is.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll catch you next time.